What?
Is butter a condiment?
No, it's butter.
But if you think about it.
No, I am thinking about it. It's not a condiment. I don't put relish in a pan to fry eggs.
Oh, but that kind of sounds good, though.
It kind of did. I don't put mustard or ketchup in a pan to fry eggs. I use butter first. Butter's butter. I put butter on toast because I want the buttery deliciousness. I'm not putting barbecue sauce on my toast. Also, doesn't sound terrible.
Wouldn't that, but that falls in the category of it being a condiment, though. You're putting it on something to jazz it up.
No, because I also believe that butter is an ingredient, and I'm getting real technical on you, because butter's an ingredient like in cake mixes and different recipes and things like that. It doesn't fall to the condiment line. It can be used as a condiment, but as its primary definition, butter's butter.
But I can also put in condiments like ketchup into recipes as well.
You're not making me a chocolate cake with ketchup. Well, that's going to go straight to the garbage.
But if you think about, if I make...
That would be the most you thing, too. Zach, we're out of butter. I'm trying to bake this cake because I said I would for the show. Just use ketchup. Oh, good idea. I can hear the conversation right now.
But like the chicken that I made that you ate yesterday.
Yes, very good.
That had ketchup in it.
Yes, that was a condiment.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
You made a sauce with that exclusively. Butter, you can put in cakes. Why are you arguing I'm right?
You can
just leave me alone.
You can also make a sauce with butter. And also,
yes, you can, but you're not going to bake a cake with butter, nor are you going to make pancakes with ketchup.
But what I'm saying is you would make a food. You'd make a dish with condiments. So I still put it in the condiment category.
It's not a condiment. I mean, yes, it can be used in that variety. You can, slather it on your toast in a condimental fashion.
Condimental. I don't even know if that's a word, but I like it.
I do, too. But the fact that it is... properties of being used as a primary ingredient, whether it be, and again, I keep coming back to the cake mix. I'm sure there's something else I'm missing.
Let me tell you what Mitch said. He says, no, condiments don't melt. And I'm like, wait a second. Yes, they can. They absolutely can.
Okay, argue this one. What melts as a condiment? Ketchup doesn't melt. Ketchup sits on your hot dog.
Yeah, but can't you melt it? Yeah, everything can be melted.
Well, I suppose you could. What would you use?
See?
I've never in 53 years seen a recipe for melted ketchup.
If we go with like the dipping argument.
Yeah.
Think of Papa John's. What do they give you?
Well, it's a garlic butter, but that's garnished. That's different. See, it's multi-versatile, but it falls within a category.
Of a condiment.
A category of... butter's its own category, but it can be used as a condiment is what I'm saying. Melting. Like, you're going to melt ketchup. Have you ever melted barbecue? Well, I guess barbecue sauce is already liquidy. You don't have to melt it.
But you could. You could warm it and melt it.
But it's not melting. It's just warmed. It becomes more of a soupy.
Yes, but everything becomes soupy when you melt it.
Yeah, this argument's not holding any water for me. I'm sorry. Butter's butter. A condiment's a condiment.
So Dawn says it's both, meaning it's a condiment and it's not a condiment.
Well, yes. I mean, no, but she's right, though. It's not a condiment. It's butter, but it has condiment qualities.
So it's still, yes, a condiment.
No,
then.
It's butter, it has condiment qualities.
Qualities. If it has, so if it quacks like a duck...
It's not quacking like a duck. It's not. It comes from a cow.
And oh my God.
And then there's a chicken.
Rebecca says yes.
No.
She says yes.
No, it's
Wait,
not.
Hold on a second. Tina says yes.
All right. I want all of you that are saying yes, go bake a chocolate cake tonight. Substitute the butter for ketchup.
You can't always
or
use
barbecue
cake.
Sauce.
You can't always use cake as the example.
But that's a great example.
No, it's not because
yes, it is.
Because my example is better. You can make things with condiments.
Your example can't be better because you want to try to win an argument. That's the most female thing I've ever heard in my life. Stop arguing that way. It's a butter is a butter. A condiment is a ketchup, a mustard, a relish, a barbecue sauce.
An aioli.
You better watch what you're calling people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those are mayonnaise. That's a condiment.
Right.
Butter's butter.
Okay. But what I'm saying is my basis for the argument is... that your argument is, well, you can't put mustard in cake. Well, yes, but I also am not going to put butter in. Let me think of something that I wouldn't put butter in.
Yeah, can you?
No, I can't think of something right now.
You can't think of a damn thing.